I should have expected to find you holding Vader's leash. I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
A little short for a stormtrooper.
This is some rescue. Into the garbage chute, flyboy.
Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
You hear nothing?
You're braver than I thought.
I just assumed it's a Wookiee.
I don't know where you get your delusions, laser brain.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
She didn't have to do this to impress me.
Would it help if I got out and pushed?
Captain, being held by you isn't quite enough to get me excited.
Someday you're gonna be wrong and I just don't have a way to see it.
I am not a committee!
Those are some of the most classic lines of Princess Leia from all three of the original Star Wars movies. Today, December 27th, the day that we will never forget as the day that Carrie Fisher died at the age of 60. This is Gallon of Gay, episode 110. I am Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thank you for joining us on this. I mean, it is still so hard to process. It's just so sad. So sad. That someone is gone.
Right. And on so many levels, not only was she Princess Leia to all of us Star Wars fans, she was an author. She was a screenwriter. And she was also known as a script doctor as well. I mean, she was such a force. She became more, I mean, she will always be remembered as Princess Leia, but I mean, always. She was a force in Hollywood on so many levels.
Yeah, I mean, she did so much, and just even outside of Hollywood in her personal life, you know, she's a big mental health advocate. She had a bipolar depression, and you know, she talked about a lot about that, and you know, advocated for people with it to try and live a normal life. And I think that's really important, because there is still such a stigma around mental illness, and I just really like that. And she was just a cool lady, you know, like just in general. Mm-hmm. So it's very sad.
Yeah. I know. I was well, obviously we heard the news last week, last Friday, that she suffered a massive heart attack just minutes away from landing at LAX from London, where she was promoting her new book. She was recording. She's on a new series. And in that book, and I was listening to that audiobook today when you texted and you said,
"Oh my God.
check Twitter." And I just knew, I just knew.
Yep.
I'm like, oh my God, no way. I can't believe.
I was
still
really... I know. I was really hoping that she would pull through, because, you know, Friday she was, you know, in critical condition, and then, you know, they were saying she's stabilizing, but, you know, I was really hoping this isn't going to be the outcome, and sadly.
Yeah, TMZ was reporting that she never gained consciousness again.
Oh, God.
After that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, her mother, Debbie Reynolds, is still alive, 84 years old, I believe. Her daughter, Billie Lord, who's 24, she was in Scream Queens. And then, of course, she was in The Force Awakens. And she's going to play a role alongside her mother in the next Star Wars movie as well. And Gary, we can't forget about her dog. Who,
oh, my God.
I think might have almost as many Twitter followers as Carrie did.
Probably.
The dog was so cute, and just, I mean, I was thinking about him today too. I know it sounds weird, but animals know. I mean, they can sense things, and like, his mommy is gone.
This heartbreaking tweet of the dog at the window, and it says, you know, well, this was tweeted out a few days ago after she had her heart attack, but it said, you know, oh, I'll be waiting for you, mommy, or, you know, something like that. And it's just, oh God, I almost cried at my desk when I saw that. It was so sad.
Well, I was waiting to get my hair cut, and I was just like, I was tearing up, and I'm like, oh my, I have to get off of social media. But I didn't want to. I didn't want to at all, because it's just like, I feel like there are so many of us who are feeling the same thing, and it's kind of a way to mourn together, basically.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and there's been a lot of great tweets. I mean, Mark Hamill, of course, tweeting, Peter Mayhew, Billy Dee Williams, a lot of the Star Wars cast, you know, tweeting their condolences. George Lucas, Kathleen Kennedy, Harrison Ford, they all put out statements, you know, just saying that she was a force to be reckoned with and she was full of life and, you know, that she's going to be missed greatly. So it's just, you know.
And the thing is, once the news broke and I was sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh, I kept checking Mark Hamill's Twitter feed to see what his reaction was going to be. And he tweeted out the picture of him and Carrie from a photo shoot from the original Star Wars, a picture of the two of them together. And he just said, no words, hashtag devastated. And that just really sums it up.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. It's just, it's heartbreaking. You know, we've had a lot of unfortunate celebrity deaths this year. I mean, just recently, George Michael and Alan Thicke. And, you know, that's just within the past few weeks. But this year, I mean, we've had David Bowie, we've had Prince, you know, Alan Rickman, so many great people. But, you know, for whatever reason, this one really, really got to me. And I think it's just because I've always really liked Carrie Fisher and I've always kind of admired her. So, you know, it just sucks.
Yeah. And Peter Mayhew, who plays Chewbacca, you know, his tweet was a picture of them back in the 70s and then another one of them later on in life saying there are no words for this loss. Carrie was the brightest light in every room she entered and I will miss her dearly. But, you know, the one, and Hans, and Harrison Ford's kind of got me, but you know the one tweet that really got me was Gwendolyn Christie.
Oh, I know.
She's we've lost our princess. I mean, I just never imagined this day would come. That and the fact that she was the youngest of all three, all four if you count Peter and even Anthony Daniels. But then again, I mean, she wasn't the first one to go. Kenny Baker, who was R2-D2, I mean, he died. But Gwendolyn Christie's picture of her and, you know, we've lost our princess. Oh.
Yeah. It's all just, it's just, it's incredibly sad. I mean, you know, I think about Carrie Fisher and I'm like, you know, she's been around my whole life and I mean, I've been aware of her my whole life, you know, and it's just like, it's so weird to think that, you know, she's gone now. It's so weird. So,
it's awful. And Kathleen Kennedy said in a statement, you know, Carrie holds such a special place in the hearts of everyone at Lucasfilm. It's difficult to think of a world without her. She was Princess Leia to the world, but a very special friend to all of us. She had an indomitable spirit, incredible wit, and a loving heart. Carrie also defined the female hero for our age over a generation ago. Her heart, her groundbreaking role as Princess Leia served as an inspiration of power and confidence for young girls everywhere. We will miss her dearly. Rest in peace, Princess. Oh.
It's really tough.
Yeah.
It's so sad. You know, and it's just not, you know, I mean, a lot of people have been tweeting about Carrie Fisher and, you know, what Princess Leia meant to them, you know, and it's just, I don't know, it's just really neat to see how she inspired all kinds of people, you know, for the past 40 years. So it's just, it's really neat. So,
yeah, I mean, I mean, I was born the same year Star Wars came out. I mean, I don't think it wasn't until I was 4 or 5 that I saw Star Wars. And I mean, I loved it from the first moment I saw it, watched it. And I mean, I loved all the characters, but I mean, Leia just really stuck out just because of, and again, I was really young at the time, but I'd never seen such a strong female lead a movie like that, and how, you know, she was the youngest of all of them, and how I was listening to so much on the radio today, but they were talking about how just her power and her strength at 19, how, and you can even, I mean, go back and watch Star Wars and how Vader, Darth Vader is one of the scariest movie villains of all time. And how, I mean, it was, she was just fearless.
Yeah. You know, and I think that carried over, I mean, through all the films, and even most recently in episode 8, I mean, she was the same kind of badass, or episode 7, excuse me, or whatever the last one was.
Yeah,
but anyway, she was still a badass when she's a general in this one, in that one, and you know, and so it's just cool. And I saw a really awesome tweet by somebody who said, you know, I want to remember her as General Organa, just because mm-hmm. she has fought to get to this place, and she has helped with the rebellion. And it's a really long tweet, but in essence, she's just like, she is the most badass woman. You know, it's just, I'll have to find that, send it to you, but it's a great tweet. So anyway,
absolutely. Yeah. And just, yeah. And I've really enjoyed listening to her audio book of The Princess Diarist. I mean, she was quite a storyteller. And just
Go back and read that book, definitely. So
yeah, and just within, I mean, what, just the last 6 weeks, we found out that she had an affair with Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And you know, and she was this, she's, you know, she talks about it in the book about how, you know, there was chemistry there between them, and we all knew it, we could see it mm-hmm. on screen, but you know, there was something there between the two of them. And I mean, she was the she had been the one celebrity interview I always wanted to do. I mean, I got Harrison Ford. It was we talked about it on this podcast several times.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
But just because of who, you know, he is rough. He is rough around mm-hmm. the edges. And I mean, she even mentions it in the book. I mean, she was scared to death of him, kind of, you know, like she was so intimidated by him in the beginning. And obviously, you know, they became closer mm-hmm. over the years, maybe not as close as having an affair, but you know, they got to know each other, and even then she was still kind of intimidated by him. But there was that spark there, that it was on screen and apparently off screen. And I'm glad that we were able to learn about that before she passed. Because number one, you know, Harrison Ford would never, ever,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And he did tweet out today, said she was one of a kind, brilliant, original, funny, and emotionally fearless. Mm-hmm. I'm still in shock. I mean, she had admitted, I mean, there was all kinds of drug use over the years, and obviously mm-hmm. that probably played a role. But you have to remember just the exhaustion that some of these actors and celebrities are under, traveling all the time. And I mean, how many stars have we lost this year? David Bowie, Prince, George
so
Michael,
many.
Carrie Fisher. Yeah. I was listening to Entertainment Weekly on Sirius, and they were talking to a couple of entertainment reporters, and entertainment reporters that have been covering entertainment for years, and they're like, we have never had a year like this with so many iconic celebrities who are now gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's absurd. And I saw a tweet that I thought was pretty funny. This is like, okay, now I think 2016 is just out to get celebrities or something. Or like, honestly, I think somebody's trying to kill, or just killing off celebrities for the hell of it or something like that. And it's just, oh God. Yeah. 2016 has been a real bitch. So
it has. I hope we all make it to see 2017 at this rate.
Right. I know. Well, now I've seen a couple of tweets where people are like, please, keep an eye out on Betty White and Stan Lee.
Dolly Parton, everyone.
There's
know.
Even, oh before we started our podcast, I saw a tweet about this, but there's some guy in South Carolina who started a Kickstarter to help protect Betty White through the end of 2016.
Well, you know, we haven't seen her much lately. I'll just say that.
We haven't.
And also,
she's gonna live forever.
Right. And I also, I don't want to get too far on a political route, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right.
Is you're apparently right. not. Apparently, she is not doing so hot.
Well, she is like 100 years old or something. So yeah, I guess
she's not 100. She's in her 80s. I know.
But
I mean, she's
up there,
and it's. Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to think that, you know, it doesn't really matter how old you are. Anyone can go at any time.
Absolutely.
And we've all, you know, we've all had people close to us die. But still, it's just like, I just didn't think of all of them.
Yeah.
I really thought Peter Mayhew would be next. Harrison Ford later on. And I will never be able to watch Star Wars, any of the movies, the same ever again.
I know.
And I still, even before today, I got weepy every time I watched The Force Awakens. And there's that moment where Princess Leia and Han Solo see each other again.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I mean, for us, this was the first time in 30 some years that they had shared the screen together and, you know, their history. And now, I mean, she even mentions in the book how even when they're filming The Force Awakens, like, it was just kind of like back where they started. I mean, she still had these feelings for Harrison. So, and that, I mean, I don't know. It's sad. Yeah. It's so sad.
It's so sad. And just so unexpected, you know, it's just, you know, and why did it have to happen now? Like, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's awful.
Yeah. Hey, when your time's up, your time's up.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, obviously she's always been known as Princess Leia and for that, but I mean, she's done a lot of, you know, a lot of great things. She wrote that, book and the, and screenplay and movie, Postcards from the Edge, which I remember watching, growing up. She was also in When Harry Met Sally, which I remember, and also she was in Drop Dead Fred, which was one of my favorite movies growing up. And
really?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, so I watched that a lot, and I remember her from that clearly as well. So, I mean, she's always, like I said, she's always been around. I mean, my whole life. Yeah. So, you know, and she did a really fantastic episode of 30 Rock. Really great episode. If you ever get to see it.
She could never, I mean, she always had these other supporting roles, but you know, she was Princess Leia, and I think she could never, I mean, Harrison Ford definitely went on to bigger, not bigger things necessarily. I mean, Indiana Jones was right up there, but his acting career just kept going. Hers just kind of stalled, and kind of so did Mark Hamill's. I think it was hard for them to break out of those roles. And, you know, she went the route of script writing, and, you know, she still did some acting. She was in the Blues Brothers in 1980. That was in between Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back. And I mean, she, like you said, she was kind of a script doctor too. I mean, she helped the script on Hook. Hook is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, you know, and she has a small, like, unaccredited cameo in that. It's way in the background, and you don't really ever notice it until someone points it out, but it's her, and I think it's George Lucas, maybe?
Oh, really? Oh, that's funny.
It's her Steven and somebody Spielberg. Else famous who are kissing in the background. but it's very cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. The Wedding Singer is another one she helped on. Sister Act, which I just watched the other night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was on, yeah. So, you know, a lot of these script doctors and stuff, they're never, ever credited. But apparently, I mean, she was one that a lot of directors and screenwriters went to get help with their scripts. So, and she was in, let's actually take a listen to this clip from Scream 3, which I remember seeing Scream 3 back many years ago, but I barely remember this movie
too, and I didn't remember any of this, so let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Hi. Excuse me, I am Gail Weathers, and I'm here researching with the police. This photo was taken at the studio. Her name is Maureen Prescott. Back then it was probably Roberts. Hey, are you...
No.
But you look just...
Like her? I've been hearing it all my life.
It's uncanny.
I was up for Princess Leia. I was this close. So who gets it? The one who sleeps with George Lucas.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring up a sore subject for you.
Sure you didn't. None of them did. So how can I help you? Or do you want me to tell you who you look like?
How about some information on Maureen Roberts?
I don't work for the cops, sweetie. I work for the studio.
Really? Well, would you work for the president?
The president of the studio.
So yeah, Carrie Fisher and Courtney Cox and Parker Posey share a screen. Oh, so funny. And she was so... She was
great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Great.
And
yeah.
She was always one, and just kind of like in that clip there, always one to poke fun at herself.
Yeah, you know? which is great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever watch or read, well, you didn't probably read, but watch Wishful Drinking?
It was her. No, but I'm going to go back and read it now. Oh, so. Yeah.
Actually, you should go back and just watch it. It was an HBO special.
Yeah.
It was so, so funny. You know, she talked about, I mean, she was hot. I mean, the funny thing is she played Princess Leia, but she was Hollywood royalty.
Yeah, definitely.
Her mother, Debbie Reynolds, mm-hmm. Her father, Eddie Fisher. And yeah. And, you know, she basically kind of went above and beyond being Hollywood royalty and became, you know, royalty from a galaxy far, far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we should talk about episode 8. What I've read is that she had just filmed all of her scenes. So everything she was supposed to be doing in episode 8 is done. It's in post-production now. So we will be seeing her in episode 8. I know she had she also had a part in episode 9. So obviously that's going to probably have to change.
Yeah, unfortunately, probably, because they will have reshoots. Research are scheduled for, actually, episode 9, they were supposed to start filming in April.
Okay. But
they have reshoots that were also scheduled from what I've read for episode 8. So, unfortunately, probably what those reshoots will be is bringing an end to her character somehow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which, from everything we've read, I mean, in episode 8, apparently she's injured and she spends some time of the movie in a coma, which is just life imitating.
God, I know.
Art.
Right, I know. Awful.
So it's like, this is going to be tricky. I mean,
yeah. Oh my God, that's going to be so emotional. Yeah. It's going to be so emotional when we watch this movie.
Yeah. I mean, you know, movie studios have dealt with this before. One of the most recent was Paul Walker in Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
And what they had to do. I mean, he ended up living in the franchise, but he's kind of rode off into the sunset. This, unfortunately, is something that will not happen in Star Wars. They can't.
Yeah.
She is such a huge role in this. Especially with, you know, they got rid of, you know, they killed off Han Solo in episode 7, and now this, and then to say goodbye to her on screen, which, you know, in episode 8, she's, you know, like the one thing that they kind of robbed us with killing off Han Solo was that you never got to hear Han Solo, or you never got to see Han Solo see Luke again. And
yeah, you're right, which is a bummer.
And what I wanted, and we all thought it was going to happen, that they were all going to reunite on screen in episode 7, and I wanted to hear Han Solo say to Luke Skywalker, "Hey, kid," you know, because he'd always called him kid.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh. I mean.
Yeah.
This is, yeah. Episode 8 is going to take, I mean.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I don't even know how to describe what it's going to, you know, what it's going to mean to Star Wars fans to see Princess Leia, General Leia on screen
mm-hmm.
again.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's going to be the last time they see her. They're not going to, I mean, I wouldn't think they would do kind of like a Grand Moff Tarkin like yeah. they did with Rogue One. I just don't think you can do it.
No way.
Hmm.
Not so soon. Like, no, mm-mm. it would not be. Mm-mm. Yeah, agreed. Yeah, and it'll just be interesting because, I mean, there's a lot of debate in the films if Rey is indeed the child of Han and Leia, you know, and if that is true, which you and I hope is true.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see that play out, knowing that she's lost her father and then potentially her mother. I mean, so mm-hmm. it's just, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Well, I mean, and as the director and the studio, it's like, oh, what yeah. do you do with this character? Because right. she died in real life. The actress died in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't replace her.
No.
Do you use it to advance the story? I mean, and is that disrespectful? I mean, and we have no idea what episode 8 looks like right now. How
yeah.
she was injured, how it was going to end, how she was going to be connected to Rey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Kylo, Ben Solo, I mean,
mm-hmm.
did what happens if he's the one that ends up injuring her in the movie? And then at that point, you have to, is he going to kill his mother and his father? I mean,
these yeah.
are, I mean, I hate that we're thinking about this, but people,
yeah.
I mean... We're still
well,
a
I mean,
year away from seeing episode 8. We have no idea what's going
yeah.
to happen now.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. So I was reading too that Carrie Fisher, she had like a small part on the Hulu, I think it's Hulu. Hulu or Amazon show, Catastrophe. I think it's Catastrophe. Anyway, she had a small role in that, and she had just filmed filmed some episodes for the upcoming season, which starts in the spring. So that'll be another thing you'll see her in soon. So,
and that was shot in London too, right?
Yes, and that's what I read was that she was also coming back from having coming back from London from having shot some scenes or some episodes of that. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, so anyway
yeah, so sad, and there are a lot of fans who are taking to social media, Twitter
mm-hmm.
and posting their tributes to her, and I'm sure this is going to be something that we're going to see several times over the next couple of days. I mean, not just days. It's going to be weeks, months.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And especially probably next year. And apparently in Wishful Drinking, and I don't remember this, she described an exchange with George Lucas about Princess Leia's costume, and she said,
yes.
And this has something to do with her obit, and she said, George comes up to me the first day of filming, and he takes one look at the dress and says, you can't wear a bra under that dress. So I say, okay, I'll bite. And she says, why? And he says, because there's no underwear in space. And she goes, I promise you this is true. And he says it with such conviction, too, like he had been to space and looked around, and he didn't see any bras or panties or briefs anywhere. And then basically... she said that this is what she would like her fantastic, quote, fantastic obit to read. Now I think that this would make for a fantastic obit. she says, so I tell my younger friends that no matter how I go, I want it reported that I drowned in moonlight, strangled by my own bra.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and so a lot of people have been sharing that and attributing that to her when they tweet about her. So, anyway.
And she just turned 60. Ugh.
Yeah, awful. Yeah.
Did you see that Connie Britton even posted?
Connie Britton tweeted about her. Anna Kendrick, a lot of celebrities have said really nice things. William Shatner, all kinds of people have been tweeting just really nice things about her. So, it's just sad. So I found that really long tweet I was telling you about that she talked about her being General Organa. Do you want me to read you some of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this woman, this is from a BuzzFeed article. They put together some tweets of people who are tweeting about Carrie Fisher. And this is from a woman named Anne Thorault. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. But she shared a picture with Carrie Fisher from the last Star Wars film dressed as General Organa. And she says, everyone is sharing pictures of Fisher when she was young, but let me show you the Leia that was the most important to me, General Organa. She's not young, not wearing a gold bikini or a robe. She's dressed to do what she's been training her whole life to do, which is lead the rebellion. This is the Leia that has lost everything, her world, her parents, her son to the dark side, her brother to who knows where, her lover. This is a Leia that could easily have broken down or given up, but she was stronger than literally every man in her life. She kept going because for Leia, fighting for what is right and just is more important than her feelings or her personal life. She is a fucking fighter. So that's just some of it, but it goes on. But I was like, that is so true and awesome. So yeah, just a really nice tweet.
Did you see Sarah Paulson's tweet?
Yes.
Yeah, she said, in her tweet, she says, sweet, brilliant, irreverent, huge-hearted Carrie, you gave me advice I live by to this day, and I always will. On the wings of angels fly. Ugh.
Yeah.
And another thing I think that maybe people didn't realize is she knew so many people in Hollywood, and she didn't, you wouldn't know it necessarily. I mean, we never knew that, you know, she had any connection to Sarah Paulson, but, you know, and they might not even been that close, but the fact that, I mean, I've watched interviews with her just meeting reporters or meeting somebody, another celebrity that she'd never met before, and how humbled she was and how she really, she treated everyone the same. You know, and how it didn't matter if you were an entertainment reporter or a celebrity. She, you know, she was great to everyone and giving advice to Sarah Paulson, who maybe she met just once. I mean, I don't know. It says a lot about a person like that.
Oh, absolutely. It does say a lot about her and why so many people are really upset with this loss. So, yeah, definitely.
So, obviously, we haven't really heard much. I mean, it just happened today when the memorial will be. But, I mean, we can expect her Star Wars family will be there for it. And, you know, we'll post about it. And
yeah,
I'm sure we will be talking about it in other podcasts as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, we will, I think we'll probably wrap it up here.
I think so.
But I found some other lines and interviews with Carrie that we'll end, episode 110 on. So our dedicated, and in this episode podcast is dedicated to Carrie Fisher, our Star Wars princess. So, again, guys, we'll post this on Facebook, as well as you can always find us on Twitter and Podbean and all that stuff.
That's right. So, Thanks for listening, and Carrie, we love you. Sorry you're gone.
And may the Force be with you.
That's right.
Finally tonight, Carrie Fisher in her own words. The Star Wars legend didn't give many interviews, but she sat down not long ago with our own David Muir, just after getting a glimpse of herself on the big screen once again.
What do you think?
The parts where I'm in it are distressing, but everything else is really great.
But when they hear that the parts with Leia in them are distressing...
I got older, and no one told me. And then they put me on a screen really, really big. And they put me in high def.
Was there any hesitation at all?
No.
None at all to coming back?
No hesitation. Female, work in Hollywood, over 40, not happen. So why would I say no?
She was just 19 in the first Star Wars.
I had a very round face, and they asked me to lose, at that point, 10 pounds, because they thought it was all on my face.
So at 19 years old, when they tell you that you have to lose weight for a film...
You want to hide. When you get on the set, you think they're going to say, oh, you didn't lose it. Bring in Jodie Foster.
Which didn't happen.
No, but I seriously was, nervous.
At one point, you had said, I'd rather play Han Solo.
Yes. Now, that's true.
You still feel that way?
That's the best character. Bye. I mean, I'm glad that the female can yell at the men. You came in that thing?
You came in that thing? You're braver than I thought.
Nice.
From Star Wars to Empire Strikes Back, and one of the most famous scenes of all.
I love you.
I know.
The famous moment where you say, I love you.
I know.
That's what he says.
I know.
Would he say that today?
Yeah, he would.
Not wiser? Still a wise guy?
He is still a wise guy, but we've all been through a lot, and we're trying to, get it together.
You have said Princess Leia got famous. I just happen to look like her.
Yes. Now we look like each other.
You do?
Yeah. She looks like Carrie Fisher, and I look like Princess Leia.
Carrie is Leia. Leia is Carrie?
Mm-hmm. I still am Princess Leia. It doesn't go away when they say cut. I'm her. She's is me.
What do you say to all the little girls out there who were inspired by Princess Leia?
She can do anything. She can do what she can do and do what she can't.